It's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. On a Friday, Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. The Kings taking on the defending champs. Got Kyle Ledbetter back here. Kyle, it's been a little bit. It's good to see you, man.
Hi, I'm doing wonderful, and I'm really glad that I'm back with you guys.
There you
go.
Happy
Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday to all the listeners. Happy Friday to the YouTube chat. Happy Friday to the texters, the callers, the future texters and callers, as we talk about the Kings taking on the defending champs, taking on the Niners, taking on the Eagles, who were the runner-ups to the Super Bowl, the Cowboys beating the Seahawks, and Shohei coming to the Bay. Chris Watkins, Happy Friday, my guy. How are you doing?
Great. Yeah, Dave laid it out in the crosstalk, but it's great weekend heading up, and excited to digest all the action. I mean, I'm not like the biggest college football guy, but
yeah,
definitely when you get to championship weekend, like that's must see TV. And when you have the defending champs in town as well, it's going to be an exciting weekend. And then you get the Niners Eagles as well, so can't complain.
I know I keep giving you a hard time about March Madness, but you would say more into you are more yeah. Okay, you more excited for championship weekend or March Madness?
When March Madness comes, definitely March.
Okay,
Madness.
Okay,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, even so we got a baseline.
Still, yeah.
What about bowl season? Because I'm one of those guys where you have that, you know, depending on where you work, sometimes you get days off, right?
Right.
And I'll watch a random bowl. I'll watch the Heineke. I'm just looking at stuff around here. Yeah. The Heineke Woodpecker Bowl. Like, I'll watch random stuff. I don't know. I saw wood.
I saw wood in here. Looking
is Taylor
here,
Heineke sponsoring a bowl
stuff.
Game?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, no the Taylor Heineke
well, the, you know, the Nicolas Cage pillow, blue chair, De'Aaron Fox King Bowl. I'll watch that.
There you go.
I'll watch it. I don't know why. But
I don't
watch.
Either. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm really, I pretty much stick to primarily big bowls. Like, if it's not one of your classic traditional Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, and then, you know, the playoff games, of course, I'll be tuned into. But yeah, I've never really been much of a tune in to see 2-7-5 teams play a game for pride, essentially.
Right. So I guess, a funny thing that kind of came across my social media path, and it actually was one of his funnier takes from our guy Nick Wright. And what he said was, he went on Mina Kimes' show, and this was during Thanksgiving, and basically Mina asked him the Thanksgiving, we had multiple people on on that Wednesday, anybody we had on, hey, you like this, what's your Thanksgiving take, blah 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 blah.
Right.
Nick Wright comes back at Mina and says, this is the worst thing about sports talk. Why do we do this? Nobody cares. Why do we feel a need to do this?
To talk about Thanksgiving?
To talk about what you like. I guess it's just so basic.
The worst part of sports talk is when we have to actually talk like real
humans.
Be humans.
Yeah. But surprisingly, people thought it was funny. People kind of felt him and said, hey, you know, you don't have to do it. And everybody does it. And it's a bit basic. So where I'm going with this is when bowl season comes up, and if we were to do the classic, I'm going to name different names. Is this a real bowl or not?
Of course.
That's funny to me, but now I don't want people like Nick Wright to say that's just bad. That's just lazy sports talk.
Can we do it? That's great. I would almost guarantee that Jason Ross already has that set up for a Friday fun and games. There's no way. I mean,
Chris Malott is doing a thumbs up.
There's no way, right? Like, that has to be a staple of Friday fun and games. So
okay.
No, I'm going to allow it.
I got a little self-conscious. Yeah. I'm like, man, Nick Wright, I thought we did it nice, right?
That's a game we've had for probably about 5 to 6 years going.
Great. Great, because, you know, I was just like, man, I thought me and Chris, you know, we talked about stuffing and turkey. I thought it was good stuff. What's
right,
up, Kyle?
Real quick, how about the Avocados from Mexico Cure Bowl?
Real or fake?
Yeah.
Well, you're reading it, so I think it's real.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kyle, save it for bowl season. We can't go too soon.
Yeah, shout out to the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
That's the one. That's
that,
the one.
That
and
has
then,
to be fake.
What's the one? No, that's real.
No, I know.
There's also a Cherrybundi Tart Cherry, I think, Boca Raton Bowl.
Because I don't know if all the, yeah, if the names are out yet. Because what happens is, it's the beginning that's all that changes, right? It's the sponsor name.
Yes,
that's
yes,
that's all that changes,
sponsor.
Right? Yeah. And they get, depending on the year, is whether they're funny or not.
I also need to apologize mm-hmm. to you because I made fun of you for saying the Taylor Heineke Bowl.
Yeah.
There's one that's actually just called the LA Bowl hosted by Gronk.
No way. You know what?
LA Bowl.
That brings up a good point because I didn't say this to anybody when it happened. I was trying to think, should I text Chris or one of my buddies? And it happened so fast. Did we all get duped by Gronk? He's on what? Is it Fox, right?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And it's really interesting to me who can, I guess, pull off like I'm a dopey frat boy, but now all of a sudden you're going to pay me millions and I'm going to speak well
yeah.
and know the game. And it was it all a front? Is that, you know, we talk about yeah. as minorities, I guess, code switching. Was Gronk
right.
code switching this whole time?
He's a commercial spokesperson
who
now.
Who is the real Gronkowski?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of code switching. I definitely think that he's been playing us for a fool. He was doing it a little bit too well for it to all
yeah.
be fake. But definitely seems like the dude has been kind of, maybe, I mean, Kyle, you might know a little bit more like about this, but I kind of feel like it's a little bit like Kawhi, where it's like he has this...
Played into the
yeah,
bit a bit.
Yeah, he's just playing into the bit,
yeah.
And it's now just kind of become his thing.
He's also like 34 years old and his body is broken, so like I think
and
he
you
has...
You gotta figure it out now.
He has
it's
some
not cute anymore. So what I'm...
Also, that USAA money hits different.
Right. Well, what I'm imagining... But he still kind of acts dopey in those
he
commercials.
Does, yeah.
He's like, I want to be in USAA, and they're like, you can't, you're not a veteran, and
yeah,
your
but
mom wasn't a veteran.
When he was in his 20s, though, he was doing like Dunkin' Donuts commercials where he's like on a party boat. Like,
the
evolution is there.
But what I'm imagining in my mind is that Gronk's agent, you know, they have this conversation, hey, you're done, you want to keep this money rolling, and the agent starts making calls, and I believe it is Fox, someone correct me if I'm wrong, calls up Fox, and hey, we want Gronk to see, you know, we want to, you have an opening for an analyst job, let's see if Gronk can do it. And I'm imagining Fox is cracking up. Right, like
yeah, they're like,
what
you think
is this?
They're first off, they're like, you really think we could slide one more chair into
no,
that
yeah,
set?
With, those big dudes, yeah. No, and
they still do.
They still do. Well, they stand most of the time now. And Gronk is, you know, comes in for the audition, and whoever is running Fox is just, all right, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
You know, he's Gronk. Maybe we can do a fun segment with him, and then he just sounds normal and intelligent.
Yeah.
And the people at Fox were probably just extremely confused. That's why it looks like they're too many. They weren't planning on adding
yeah.
Gronk. They thought they were just being nice to the agent, and then all of a sudden Gronk sounds
like
a normal human.
Terry Bradshaw, right?
Yeah,
like,
get him in there.
Sean Payton used to be on that show too.
Yeah, you
yeah.
just so I don't know how we got here, but it was so funny to me when I was watching during. I think it was during our little mini Thanksgiving break.
Yeah,
and I thought, did Gronk just finesse everyone into? Just being Van
yeah,
Wilder for...
He's not a bad analyst.
No!
Like, I think that's the point. Like, it's like, I hear him talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't just like some frat dude or some guy who just played football and knows it. Like, he actually sounds really good
yeah.
at the job.
Yeah, and I don't know if he has a podcast or not.
Oh, that's next. Yeah, for sure.
But if not...
Him and Draymond seem like they would...
Oh, no.
I can't do that.
We will have some conversation about Draymond... And Klay Thompson and Steph Curry last night being 11-30-23.
Oh,
where do they
gosh.
Rank amongst the best trios in the game, in the history
yeah.
of the game? Where do they rank? We will talk Hassan Reddick talking about the boo-hoos from the Niners and what the Niners are going to do when they go to Philly. And I'm just hoping that there are no fan issues. As much as
right.
we've been talking
yeah.
about Russell Westbrook and the athlete fan thing, fan-on-fan crime is never cool.
No.
You know, we make a living talking about sports, but ultimately, y'all don't know them. They don't know you.
And it really
and now you caught a case. Right. Now you caught a case, right? You've lost your job now because you want to be an idiot.
Yep.
So I know, I don't know if there are any double agents from Philly listening right now, but just try to keep it cute. Try to keep it somewhat cute. We don't need
it. Yeah, no, I mean, that's by far the worst part about sports to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, we all know there's a line. Like, no one's saying don't trash talk or anything like that. That's part of the game. But, you know, you can't even go to a Kings-Lakers or a Kings-Warriors
yeah.
game without seeing a couple fans get into it. And it's, I don't know. It's never made any sense to me. I don't know why. I mean, I obviously care a ton about sports, as I've tried to make my living here, but like I've never been one to let a sports team ruin my life like that. Like you're saying, like you could really mess up everything that you have going for you just because you get into some fight because somebody said Domantas Sabonis sucks.
Right, about somebody who does not know you.
Yeah.
And you know, wouldn't even say, hey, thanks for if you said, hey, I just – you let's say you meet Domantas Sabonis in the future and you say, hey, man, I just want to let you know I had your back. I did 2 months in juvie. I did two months jail.
Protecting your honor.
He'd probably say security.
Yeah.
He'd probably say, security, please get him away from me. All right, got to get to a break.
Criminal.
Yeah, we got to get to a break. I do have a story about when I had to calm down my fandom. I had to calm that down. It was a rough day for me. Is it a must-win for the Kings tomorrow night? Is it a must-win for the Niners this weekend? Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local, it's Stiles and Watkins. Watch the show on youtube.com/SacktownSports1140.
Or listen on the Sacktown Sports app.
Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. And it's funny, Kyle coming back with Mr. Meek Mill from North Philly, because that's where the Niners are headed. There is so much to talk about. We will not be talking about Colin Cowherd and backward hats today, even though that was a great segment yesterday.
Good.
We will not be talking about Colin Cowherd and backward hats. Speaking of Philly, Jason Dumas will be joining us at 1 p.m. He is a sports director for KRON, Cron 4 News in the Bay Area. But, he is from Philadelphia, so his fandom versus who he covers, it's going to be a fun conversation. You don't want to miss that as we break down everything Niners, Eagles, and also Kings. So, quickly, my story.
Yes.
So, I'm in the Bay Area. And my dad is the ultimate troll, right? So
that's where you get it from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I never really thought about it like that. So my dad, he's the guy who you're in the Bay Area. Everybody knows that friend. And if in Sacramento, everybody knows that friend who doesn't like the Kings because everybody likes the Kings.
Yes, of course.
My dad, works in the Bay Area, cannot stand the Warriors, right? He's from the old school. He's from Chicago, grew up with MJ. He loves a dunker, right? He's the guy who, when Russell Westbrook was in his heyday, I'll take Russell over Steph. I'll take any point guard over Steph that can dunk.
Oof, that was a losing battle
for
a long time.
Yeah. So 2016, I'm in the Bay Area. All my friends are cheering on the Warriors, and it's 2016. So, and if you remember correctly, that Game 7 was on Father's Day. So I'm like, hey, Dad, come on out. It's Oakland. You know, I'm in Oakland. Come on out. They were still in Oracle at that point. So come on out in Oakland. It'll be a good time. And he's just poking the bear. And we had plans. He was supposed to hang out after. Long story short, I said, dude, I can't do this anymore. He's just, LeBron. And he likes LeBron, but he's not a Cavs fan.
Right.
Nothing like that. He's just poking the bear over the area that we're playing.
Yeah.
And it worked correctly. And after that, I looked myself in the mirror and I said, way too invested. Way too invested.
Yeah.
And it changed everything for me. And that was good for me because if that's the worst it got, I got out early. But just remember, people, just keep it cute. That's all I got to say. But hopefully the Kings don't necessarily keep it cute. Hopefully they get down and dirty this weekend, tomorrow, against the Nuggets, because the Nuggets aren't messing around. And we're going to talk a little bit later about the Nuggets and the possibility of them being a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to ask you this, and we're going to set this up like this. You have the Nuggets, who will be coming off a back-to-back.
Yep.
We're trying to confirm, but for those who didn't know, Jamal Murray, in his first game back from the hamstring injury, rolled his ankle.
Mm.
Now, as far as I know, I believe he finished. He had 30-something minutes, so I believe he finished. And he was asked about it, and he said, you know, hopefully we'll be out. We'll be good soon. That's what he said. That was the quote. So trying to figure out if Jamal Murray is going to play tonight, right? And then if he doesn't play tonight, is he more likely to play tomorrow? If he plays tonight, is he more likely to play tomorrow? Whatever it is. So you're coming off a back-to-back in Phoenix, right? The Nuggets will be. Then you got to fly out to Sacramento to take on the Kings, who are coming off 3 days west.
Yep.
Chris Watkins.
Yes, sir.
Is tomorrow a must win for the Kings?
No, I wouldn't say it's a must win. You know, when you have a tough opponent like Denver, I think before the game happens, I can say it's excusable. It makes sense on paper to lose to them.
You want to see the game happen.
I would like to see the game happen before I say if the Kings just don't show up, of course that's going to be a problem. But, you know, when you're facing the defending champs, of course they are, we've made so much about the back-to-backs this week, and of course they're coming off a back-to-back. So you would ideally, of course, like to take that game, and you feel like you have the advantage to take that game, but it's not the end all be all. The Nuggets can still, like we said, there's nothing that says just because you're on the second night of a back to back that you have to lose. You don't start 10 points down or anything like that. So, I mean, there's definitely a very real possibility that, we're expecting a little bit of an injured Nuggets team, or a team that's at least not at 100%. Doesn't mean that the Kings aren't going to possibly blow that game. So, no, I wouldn't say it's a must win, but it would be obviously a great win. If you're going to, have a disappointing performance against the Clippers and a potentially disappointing game against the Warriors, which turned into maybe the most emotionally high game of the season, I think that's fine to go 2-1 in that. Obviously, it's great to go 2-1 in that stretch, but I also think it's okay to go 1-2. Like, that's a really tough stretch of teams. And, I just don't feel like it's one of those things where if the Kings lose on Monday, we should be, even more concerned than we are now.
Yeah, well, number one, you're saying if you lose, it better be a good game, right?
For sure, of course,
you can't get,
always.
But, they've already had enough blowouts. You cannot. You don't want to stack those up. So,
and as you said, 3 days rest as well. Like, there's
that would
there's
be
no
ridiculous. Yeah. That would be absurd, and you can't get Reggie Jackson if Jamal Murray doesn't play. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of you got to see this all play out.
Yep.
But what I will, I guess, counter with is just everything that the Nuggets are dealing with right now. And if you are, it's not a must win the same way playing the, who's a bad team right now? The Blazers. The Blazers. It's not a must win like you're playing the Blazers.
The Pistons.
Or the Pistons.
The no win November.
Right.
Pistons.
No win November. No shave November. That's what the Pistons, they better try something. So it's not the same in that regard. But if you're going to get a win against the Nuggets, you would think it's going to, because you're at home, you don't got to go to the elevation.
No. So
even if the Nuggets were coming off a back-to-back at home,
right,
they're in your house. And again, Mike Brown has talked about protecting your house.
Huge.
So you got to think that they won't say it. And again, it is only 1 of 82. But you have to feel like you're going to win that. Like, you need to win this game.
No, they need to have some a little bit of urgency, I think.
Yes.
I think that's more what it is. I wouldn't say it's a must win, but I would say it's a game that you must have some urgency in because of, like you were saying, like, all the advantages that you have going into that game, you just need to be able to pounce on that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, if you let the Nuggets stay in it, regardless of whether Jamal Murray's playing or not, you don't want Jokic to be in a situation where he can orchestrate a close win and just kind of sneak out there with a victory, because I'm sure that's what Denver's hoping for. I think we look at this from the Kings' perspective, looking at it from the Denver perspective, they're looking at playing two of the tougher teams in the Western Conference. I'm sure they're thinking, much like what Kings fans would be thinking, let's just try and go 1-1. And so there's an opportunity where if they beat Phoenix on Friday, regardless of Murray playing or not, if the Kings get out to an early enough start, maybe Denver does just kind of say, look, we got our win on this road trip.
Right.
If the Kings are up 20-25, they might not, really go full tilt, full effort, or they might, it might be similar to what we saw with the Kings against the Clippers on Wednesday, where, if the Kings get a big enough lead, Denver might not just have the energy to make that comeback. So hop on that opportunity as early as possible. I feel like that's what we say every week or every game. But yeah, if the Kings can get off to a good start and pretty much take Denver out of the game early, I feel like that's the best course of action. That's what I would ideally like to see on Saturday.
916-339-1140. I will alter the question.
Sure.
If Jamal Murray doesn't play, is it a must win?
Yeah, because you got to, you just have to take advantage.
You have to take advantage.
They have too many things working against, Denver has too many things working against them for you to allow them to do it. And they already got their Reggie Jackson game, right? Like, they already got that ridiculous performance. Yeah, you can't allow Reggie Jackson to have himself a week. Like, you know, he already had his 35-point game or whatever it was against, who was that against? We both watched that game earlier this week, the Clippers. Thank you. You know, you can't let him do that again. No way.
No way.
That should be a once a year thing.
Ain't no way.
There's no way.
Can't happen.
Yeah, jeez. Just watching that, I feel like that performance that the Nuggets put against the Clippers that night just feels like a performance that typically would have been against the Kings. Like a 35-13 from Reggie Jackson. I think a 21-13 performance out of DeAndre Jordan.
That is insane.
In the year 2023.
Yes. Either a game against the Kings or a team that has Rudy Gobert. Oh,
yes. Yeah. And I think you look at that game and you got to remind yourself that Jokic did not play.
Did not play.
Right?
Did not play.
I mean, because that is the most fascinating thing to me. And now the Clippers, we'll talk about them as well. Them coming off the back-to-back definitely did not look like they had the same juice for the Warriors that they had for the Kings. And that is the vicious cycle of the back-to-backs.
But another reason why the Kings should take advantage.
Because everybody's going to be put in the good situation of the back-to-backs and the bad situation of the back-to-backs. Switching over to the Niners, taking on the Eagles, of course. Would you call this a must-win for the Niners?
I kind of think so. I think, like, in terms of, like, a building confidence thing, Niners have done their fair share of talking about this rivalry or this matchup, whatever you want to call it. They've made their point known that they feel like, hey, if Brock plays, I don't know if they've said we feel like we would have definitely won, but they obviously feel like they would have had a significantly better chance. And so you got to go out there and show it. Like, you can't talk all this mess about, oh, just you know, if we have Brock, you should have seen. Well, if y'all go out there on Sunday and for whatever reason get blown out by 20, like, you don't really have anything else to say. And it feels like if you meet up against the Eagles again in the postseason, you're not going to have that same fire, that same passion. Of course, you're going to want some get back, but it's not going to feel, you're not going to have those same emotions of feeling like we have these guys. Like, I think the Niners truly at this moment in time feel like they're going to try and right a wrong that was done to them last season.
Yeah.
I think if they lose to Philly this weekend, they're just never going to have that say. Obviously, they're still going to feel like they can win the game, but you're not going to have that thing fueling you that makes you dig just a little bit deeper.
Right. And I think the difference is that the game is in Philly again.
Right.
Which I'm a little bit surprised that the NFL did it this way, because I was going to say, if I'm Philly, would you sacrifice, if you feel confident enough, not to say you would sacrifice the game, but I'm not, if the Niners are rolling here, I'm not going to open up my playbook and show the whole NFL world what we can do to try to get back in this just to beat this team, because we still would be above them in terms of we still control our destiny in terms of the first seed, and we can still make the playoffs run through Philly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you probably do want to hold it over their head. And if you do keep rolling, nobody wants to lose. And if you do keep rolling, then the Niners have to come back again. And it's the Niners are seeing nightmares because you just haven't been able to get it done. You're seeing ghosts.
Yeah,
you know?
Feel like that place is haunted.
Well, you got Sam Darnold on the team, so hopefully he didn't bring the ghost with him. So I think that there are reasons to go for it. Yeah. You have to go for it if you're the Niners, without a doubt. I think there are reasons for the Eagles to go for it, but I also think there are reasons for the Eagles to see how it plays out and say, hey, if you got to come back again, we're 1-1 here against you, and I guess the Niners would now have the momentum. Well, we won when we had our QB, but ultimately the Eagles are a dang good team, and it's going to be tough either way. Got to get to a break. We will talk about some of the trash talk that has happened throughout the time since the playoff game in Philly happened, with Hassan Reddick, T for Temple U, A.J. Brown as well, and D-Bo. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sacramento has a new tag team in the midday. It's Styles and Watkins on Sactown Sports.
Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. We will be joined by Jason Dumas, sports director for Cron 4 News, also does some hosting at 95.7 The Game in the Bay at 1 p.m. And he's from Philly. So we're going to talk cheesesteaks, favorite place to get a cheesesteak. We're talking about MVP's steak. That doesn't work. Words close enough. Chris Watkins, you said you were just chilling this weekend.
Yeah, big chilling. Gotta watch someone's dog tomorrow because you know they watched our dog as as we were gone for Thanksgiving. So I got to return the favor tomorrow. Then we're gonna go to that that Kings Nuggets game tomorrow night, and then Sunday's reserved for football. So just gonna be sitting on the couch all Sunday long.
When we talk about, I guess, large markets and the respect and the cachet. Dave asked us during the crossover, what were you more pumped for, the Pelicans or the Nuggets? And Dave kind of framed it when we both said Pelicans as the in-season tournament. Although I think that's true, I know the Warriors is not really fair because the Warriors are the Warriors. But if the NBA champion was someone else, dare I say the Lakers, and I know Kings have a pass with the Lakers, I guess what I'm trying to say is even though they're the champs,
they just don't bring that fire.
Does it feel like it?
No. You know what's really funny? When you said the defending champs, the Kings play the defending champs this weekend, my mind instantly went Golden State. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, you're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I mean, I have no idea why. But, yeah, it doesn't feel like they carry, I guess, that same respect. And it's funny because last year they didn't get respect either until they did, until really the finals. It's really interesting. It's interesting how the Nuggets for some could argue 3 to 4 years now have been the best team in the Western Conference, and yet still nobody fears them, which is interesting because they're a really good team, and you could definitely make a very easy argument that Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA and number two's not particularly close.
If the Celtics had, because I think the Heat would suffer from the same thing. But let's say the Celtics won it all last season, or even the Bucks, right? And Dave asks us that same question.
Yeah.
It might still be the Pelicans, but it would be much closer.
I think,
if the Celtics came to town Saturday and they're the defending champs, I think we might be more excited for tomorrow's game. And I don't know if it's a matter of market or honestly, because I'm talking about Milwaukee here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a matter of market or just gameplay. Right, how Jokic plays and Jamal Murray is that tier two, maybe tier 1B point guard, the star power. They lost some, not that they lost star power, but you know, Michael Porter Jr. So I think it's a funny way to look at it because they are the defending champs. And I think it helps the in-season tournament that the Nuggets are the defending champs.
Definitely.
Because, I'm more excited about the Pelicans game, too. And the Pelicans are kind of rolling.
Yeah, no, they're killing. I mean, especially when Zion plays. Zion was, perfect the other game?
They
I saw
took
he was 11
something
of 11.
Away and they
11
interviewed
of 12,
him.
That's right. Yeah, he was 11 of 12, finished with 33 points. That dude's on a roll. Like, if he plays, and now they got CJ back, and I saw CJ scored 20 in his return to play after his second collapsed lung, which is
just scary.
Terrible. That's a really scary team. It's more the Denver thing is honestly more just it might just be Kings specific, but I feel like the Kings actually match up pretty well with Denver. Like we've seen Sabonis and Jokic match up a couple times now, and they kind of, for the most part, cancel each other out, as crazy as that is. Like, Jokic clearly is going to put up more numbers, and he's a much bigger physical, imposing presence. But Sabonis has done a really good job of making his life difficult and still doesn't really struggle offensively like we've seen him struggle here recently when he matches up against Jokic. So I actually kind of feel like if you're calling that a virtual cross-off of Jokic and Sabonis, if you take the rest of the teams and put them side by side, I actually kind of give the advantage to the Kings in a weird way. So maybe that's where the lack of fear stems from. But it just feels like New Orleans is a much worse and frankly a scarier matchup for the Kings.
You already lost to him twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And Jamal Murray, even if he plays, I know we talked about whether it's a must win if Jamal Murray plays or not. But even if he plays, he will not be 100%.
Right.
We know that.
De'Aaron
so
will be a better player than De'Aaron Jamal Murray on that day, more than likely.
Exactly. So, yeah, the Kings got to come with it. Switching back over to the Niners, who also have to come with it this weekend in Philadelphia. Things are getting a little bit spicy. So, to set this all up for you and how it all went, Debo had some things to say initially when the Niners lost about, hey, if we had Purdy and this and that. Then Debo goes on Zach Gelb's show, right? He goes on the show and he's asked about it. And Zach, also T for Temple U, got spicy with Debo, just asked him about it. And Debo, this is where it all kind of started taking off. Debo was not happy about that.
I saw what you said about the Eagles back at the Super Bowl at Sirius, where if Brock Purdy didn't get hurt, you guys would have won that game by double digits. Why would that have been the case?
I don't know that, though.
So do you not still believe that?
I mean, I do, but I mean, we're not, that shit is like, we're not going to keep talking about it. I mean, I said what I said.
Gotcha. So then what happens this year when you play Philly on December 3rd?
I don't know. Just wait till week 13, 12, whatever week it is, we'll show you.
Well, then you know how that's going to go down. You're going into Philadelphia. Hey. Those fans are going to be booing you loud. You have a message for Eagles fans?
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
All right, we're good to go.
What do you mean? We have Debo on right now.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to head into camp right now.
Are you serious? Okay. Thank you.
We're good to go.
We're good to go.
We're good
He's
to
like,
go.
Wait, no, we're already going.
Yeah. We're
like, what do you mean?
And that was during the summer. I think it was Debo's training camp had not started yet. So it was, they claimed it was Debo's his own wide receiver camp or something. He didn't really have anywhere to go, was the point. No. And Debo just said,
he just dipped. He said, these questions are getting.
No, we're out of here. And most recently, Hassan Reddick, T for Temple U, also had some things to say. And this was, this past week, about the crying that the Niners have been doing.
You know, as this season been going on, not much. Talk is cheap. You know, they get to come back in the link. It was a lot of boo-hoos last year, a lot of crying, a lot of what if, a lot of this, a lot of that. They get a chance to come back in here, line that up and prove it again.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's really as cut and dry, as simple as it gets. You know, y'all want to complain, you want to cry, you want to make this big deal of we had it y'all ooh, you don't even know what y'all were in
lucky
for
though.
I mean, you gotta back all that up now. That's the thing, like that's why it's a lot more important for the Niners to win this. Definitely the Eagles could use this win, absolutely, with all the fraud talk and the winning close games and haven't really shown a dominant performance. The Eagles could definitely use this win, but it feels like the Niners have put so much emphasis into this game, into, oh no, you guys didn't get to see last year, but we're actually the best team in the NFC. You got to go show it. And, you know, this is you know, it's not the end-all be-all because these teams – probably my money is on them to play again in the playoffs, but this feels like the Niners, if they you got all that talking heading into this game, you just, next time y'all play, it's got to be straight business. Like, you can't talk anymore after this game if you don't win.
And there's so many parallels between, honestly, the Kings and the Warriors. A little bit different, right? I would say apples and pears, not apples and oranges, because it's a mental thing. Right. Obviously, seeding matters, but this is more about the Niners thinking, hey, because I don't think the Eagles don't really care.
Don't
it was a playoff game.
They're like,
I don't think they think we need to prove we can beat them with Brock Purdy. No, we won the game.
Yep.
And that's how
Handily
it goes.
Too.
And we almost won the Super Bowl. Right. If they had gotten blasted in the Super Bowl, maybe the Niners would have an argument. But they were right there. And the Jalen fumble, you know, whatever you want to call it. So the Eagles definitely proved that they should have been there. So I think this is much more on the Niners. I think the Eagles know that. And if you listen to what Hassan Reddick said, if they come in and win, Hassan Reddick is just going to say, cool. They won. Yeah. It's not like he's saying they shouldn't have won or they're off base. He's just saying they keep talking. We're going to go out there. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the most logical trash talk I've ever heard in my life.
That's the best kind to me, because you're not being, you know, what Draymond say? Insecurities speak loud. That's usually how it goes. You know, if you're going to be trash talking, it's usually because you're kind of trying to compensate. I mean, yeah. Sometimes it is to try and, you know, instill fear, but a lot of time that stuff is because you kind of feel like you're a little bit nervous yourself, yeah. and you're trying to get into the opponent's head. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. Hassan is just like, come in here and do it. Show us. And that's what the Niners got to do. I mean,
talk is cheap.
To their credit, the Niners have definitely shown up on opponent. I mean, I think of that Dallas game. Yeah. There was a lot of similar talk of, okay, y'all want to talk big game. Go out there and show it on a big stage. And Niners killed Dallas. Not that it seems like the Eagles are a little bit at a different tier than Dallas is. But, man, I mean, it's a similar opportunity. And it's not going to be easy going into the link, especially. I mean, I don't think the weather is going to be too big of a factor. It seems might
this
rain.
Morning,
but they said,
as of this right. morning, you keep seeing different reports. Yeah. As of this morning, 90% chance of rain.
Right.
Now, how hard that rain is going to be is ultimately the question.
Brock's tiny hands.
Oh, don't start.
He's a little guy.
You better show up because not Brock himself. You need to turn that hat around. I'm joking, by the way.
Get serious.
If you didn't get that reference, okay. I am joking. Colin Cowherd had a lot to say about Brock Purdy's backwards hat.
Come on.
You need to turn that hat around. Yeah. Be a professional.
Reverse Ash Ketchum.
Exactly. Turn it around, and it's time to get down. All right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, brought up Draymond last night, 11-30-23. Where do the big three from the Warriors rank best trio of all time? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local, it's Styles and Watkins. Watch the show on youtube.com/SacktownSports1140.
Or listen on the Sacktown Sports app.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Our guy Kyle Ledbetter behind the glass, holding it down for us on a Friday. Hopefully everybody has some fun plans, whether your dog's sitting like Chris, or I'm going to an ugly sweater party tomorrow. Well, I'm going to try to go. It's going to be tough, man.
That's got to be like, it's Christmas theme though, right?
Yes. So well, yes.
Is it just ugly sweater or is it ugly Christmas sweater?
It is, but
any ugly sweater. Any You're ugly actually sweater like, what are you do. Talking about? Yeah. Ugly what? It's like,
Time to break out that Warriors gear, am I right?
Okay, so my first big boy job out of college was working with, this was 2013, so apps hadn't fully taken off yet. So we were still doing a lot of e-shopping was still a term, which crazy enough, it doesn't feel like it, but 2013, it was, you know, we weren't fully into apps yet. So I worked at a shop that they had deals with different TV networks, okay. right? So they would basically run the website for Discovery Channel or HBO,
okay.
right? So then we would sell their stuff. We weren't connected to those places,
sure.
but we would sell the stuff. So we got a bunch of free merchandise, right? So
sounds great.
It was. It actually was.
I love free merch. Free it's great. Swag.
I had big, but
I survived off sweet.
But I had the most random
years.
Stuff,
yeah.
right? So I had Bigfoot socks because Bigfoot's on Discovery Channel, and a Jimmy Fallon mug and a sure. Jimmy Fallon pillow, and I had a bunch of random stuff, and I had a Bigfoot ugly sweater, right? And throughout the years, you move, and you think, I've worn this.
Time, yeah.
It might be time. So long story short, I'm out of ugly sweaters. And
gotcha.
The party's tomorrow.
Yep.
On top of that, guess where it is? It's in the city, right? So we got to drop off the little one at grandma's, and then
okay.
we got to go to the city. I still need to find a sweater. So I'm glad that you'll be chilling because
yeah,
I'll
be chilling.
I have a lot to do.
Yeah, that sounds, I can't lie, that sounds like an obligation. Like, that really sounds like an obligation. Like, you have to do it. Like,
right.
it sounds that, I'm sorry, I mean, I don't know if are these people you like?
Yes,
like, are these,
yes,
like,
very your, close friends.
Your wife's friends?
Yes, no, my,
no,
yeah,
these
yeah,
are
both
your
of
friends.
Our friends,
okay.
both of our friends went to high school together.
Okay.
We see each other fairly often, but less often as we get older and
okay.
haven't seen them since the move.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm just in the process of mentally preparing.
Yeah, for sure. That's a lot of driving. That's a lot of coordinating too. Yeah. You said you got to drop the kid off.
Yeah.
Like, then you got to think like, I mean, you know, how good of a time you can
well,
have.
Well, exactly.
You know? You gotta
exactly.
Go
we got
to,
go
like,
back and get the kid. We got to stay in the East Bay. And I was out last night getting Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And it did not occur to me to grab a sweater. And I'm just thinking about that on the air right now. And I got
some
things to do.
You're going to just pick one up today? You're going to do it on the right
apparently,
home? You just
apparently.
Not rock an ugly sweater and just have them be like, ugh.
I have to. I can't be that guy.
Yeah, not that. I mean, that's and that, I shout out your friends for having a simple enough theme as well.
Right.
I can't stay, you know.
SantaCon,
you know,
dress
some
up
people,
like a
yeah,
Santa.
It's like, you know,
I'd rather not.
It's like, come on, like, you know, we're gonna do a Gatsby theme party,
right.
And it's like, okay, like, well now I gotta go.
What
to
do you mean by that?
Evangeline's right. And go to the costume store and get some, you know, 80s whatever, you know, 60s gangster outfit.
Yeah,
or
yeah. My like, what is going on?
I don't
here?
Know. I have no idea.
Do you think The Great Gatsby was in the 1960s?
You're tripping if you think I've seen The Great Gatsby movie. So.
But you have seen that gif where he's getting down Leonardo DiCaprio in the dance circle, which is all you really need to know about that movie.
I know it's long. That's
Disco Great Gatsby would have been excellent.
Disco Great Gatsby. That's the 70s, Kyle.
That's fair.
Mr. Era. Speaking of eras, the Warriors' big three era has been something. I know Sacramento, it's a little bit different out here, but last night was 11-30-23, which I think we all should have known that they were going to win that game. They were missing Andrew Wiggins.
Yep.
The Clippers were coming off a back-to-back. Right, so Klay Thompson, obviously, I think he got 20. Steph did his thing. Draymond even made a backpack three. So everybody was feeling it.
Everybody contributed yesterday.
Everybody contributed. The Clippers, I don't know what's going on with Paul George. We'll get into the Clippers a little bit later. And I have two sites up right now. And I want you to, I guess, even just asking you, we talked about it a little bit with Dave, where would you rank the Warriors trio, Draymond, Clay and Steph all time?
Are we saying as individuals or are we saying like their accomplishments as well?
Their accomplishments
like
as a trio.
Totality of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tough to not have them towards the top. I kind of jokingly told you like Havlicek, Cowens and Bill Russell. We won't do those. But, you know, there's of course like the Jordan, Pippen, Rodman. You could say, you know, Duncan, Manu and Tony Parker, Bosh, Wade and LeBron. Mm-hmm. They're definitely up there. It's just a matter of how it really comes down, frankly, to how much you value Draymond and what you think he brings to that trio as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it feels like I don't know. I mean, they're near they're 1, 2, or 3 for sure.
Yeah,
it's too tough to place them, and it's kind of a matter of preference overall. But definitely, what they've done has I mean, it's in all-time category when it comes to guys who have accomplished what they've accomplished. Like you're talking, you know, yeah, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and then you have those Laker teams as well with, you know, Kareem and Michael Cooper and you know, Michael Thompson and Magic Johnson as well. I probably don't have a good enough grasp on the entire history of the NBA to totally put them, but it feels like, I mean, they have to be in the top 3 or 4 for sure.
So this was updated in 2023. TheSportster.com, they have the top 20. I'm just going to do the top 5, right? And then I have another one that I'll get to as well. They have Magic Johnson,
of course,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and James Worthy at 5.
James Worthy, of course. I didn't even
they have
James
them
Worthy.
At 5. They have LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh at 4.
Okay.
They have Steph
Only
Curry.
Two titles, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond at 3.
Okay.
They have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman at 2.
Okay.
And they have Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili at 1.
I mean, success-wise, sure, especially like the longevity of what they were able to do, but it feels like, I don't know, like if we're just talking skill, like because that's factoring in rings and everything like that.
Right.
But if we're just talking as individual basketball players, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's really tough.
That's a tough
that's
one.
That's really, really tough.
I mean,
it feels like a style. You just got to pick your style.
Right. The only person.
How about KD? Does KD not
get Let me get there.
To me, I mean, you know, obviously KD, Steph, and Clay is
but that's
much
not
better.
11, that's not 11-30-23, though.
It's not. By the way, wet blanket for a second. I cannot stand when people make these dates into something.
It doesn't even happen.
May the 4th be with you.
This is the only time in history it would happen.
Sacramento Day is 916 Day.
But this isn't every year. You know, this is a once in a lifetime.
No, meeting. There was a November 30th, 1923.
Sure.
That's still, yeah. It'll happen that's once every 100 years.
Right. Maybe they could still be hooping the way you never know. Okay, so the Bet MGM has the top five trios of all time.
Okay.
They have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman at number one.
Yep.
Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Monta Ginobili at number two.
Okay.
Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, at number three. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh at number four, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant at number five. They don't even have Draymond in it.
That's tripping. I mean, talent-wise, KD, Steph, and Klay are number one, mm-hmm. and it's not even close. I mean, to have two, I mean, we'll downgrade KD. We'll say like two top 15, 20 players of all time. I don't know if anybody's had that point blank. I mean, you could say Magic and Kareem, I guess.
Only two rings, I guess.
Yeah, the two rings is the only reason why people have them. Why people wouldn't have them higher?
I don't know. To be completely honest with you, I don't know how that trio. If we're talking about rings, how is that trio below LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh?
It shouldn't be. It definitely shouldn't be. That's for sure.
You put Ray Allen in there. That's the only way they got that second one.
No, absolutely. There's no way. I mean, they're probably going to say the fact that, you know, the LeBron, the Heatles went to more finals. But
yeah.
I personally would much rather have the KD, Klay, and Steph trio over. I would seriously take that trio all time over probably anybody. I really would. Like, I really think if we're doing like a 2K all-time tournament.
That's who you. That's
I
who you
really
rocking
think
with.
Those. I mean, Magic, Kareem, and Worthy definitely have a shout, but I'm going to take the modern era, and I just think it would be impossible. Like, also those three guys, you can put them together. Like, they play off each other so well. I got those guys.
There you go. There you go. All right, got to get to a break. I think I got them too. By the way, I got to say my piece. Yeah. Got to get to a break. When we get back, are you buying the Nuggets as a potential dynasty? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.